going on? Happy Sunday to you and yours. Bay Ragney here, Total Gym Radio Rocks, and we're back with another episode of Rock and Roll for You. And on this episode, we're talking to legends, and I truly mean legend, Stig Peterson of the band D.A.D., or, you know, Disneyland After Dark. That's the original name for the band. Anyway, they have a brand new album out, which is called A Prayer for the Loud. And so I got to talk to Stig last week, and we taped this interview, and, you know, it's not every day you get to talk to legends. I mean, this band, they had a big hit back in the late 80s, Sleeping My Day Away, all over MTV, Headbangers Ball, and all that. And, you know, all these years later, they are still doing it. They're still rocking. They're still putting out great music. And they're having a lot of fun. And by fun, I mean, check out their Facebook page. They do a lot of funny, like, Facebook Live videos and stuff like that they're putting out there to help promote the new album. So check it out. The album is out. You can get it on, you know, all the digital media outlets. It's out there. A Prayer for the Loud, it's called. It freaking rocks. And, yeah, so you're going to learn all about the album. You're going to learn about Stig. You're going to learn about all his crazy bases he comes up with, his ideas, how it happens, how they come to life and all that, and much, much more. And we're going to play the first single video, which just came out the other day as well. So check that out at the end of the interview. It's called Burning Stars. So without further ado, here he is, the one and only Stig Peterson from D.A.D.
Hello!
How you doing, man? So how are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
All right. Cool. Because I have to apologize for yesterday. I ran out of battery. My telephone went dead, and that's almost happening now as well. So I'll try to plug in and get some electricity here. Where are you located?
I'm in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. This is the first real summer day in Denmark.
Really?
Don't know anything about technology.
Now, how can you say that? You got a bass made that's an iPhone.
Yeah, I'm old and, you know, I still listen to radio and, you know, old values.
do you really, like, do you listen to old, like regular terrestrial radio?
No, just, you know, I have a radio blasting all day, you know, a good old school radio, not a computer or Spotify and stuff like that. I just, you know, the radio is just blasting away. I was thinking about that this morning.
Wow.
But that's kind of old school.
Yeah. So you're not like a fan of this whole Spotify world, I would imagine.
Well, the first day I got it, I was like, wow, can you listen to this and can you listen to that? And I was like, you know, re-experiencing my whole childhood and youth. Yeah. And that was fantastic. I was like, wow, how convenient. But I have to admit that, you know, you use it as a tool. I mean, it's not blasting all day like the power of radio.
Right.
I still believe in that, you know.
Wow. Yeah. I was like fighting against the whole Spotify thing. Like, I was refusing to get into it. And
yeah.
My friend kept trying to talk me into it. And then I finally did. And I was like, the music fan in me was like, this is like paradise. But then the music business side of me was like, this is the devil. Like, this is.
Yeah,
this is
yeah, it is. Good. Yeah, it takes over. Yeah. Yeah.
It's so So now about this iPhone bass and all these amazing different basses you have and you've had custom made over the years. Like, how do you come up with the ideas of these?
Well, it starts, it always starts out with. some you know, conversation or just, you know, thinking about what would look cool, because at one point, because it's got really it started to cost a lot of money to have them sure. made, and so I was thinking about having this kind of a stick base where you attach all kinds of shapes to it, but then again, that would be cheating, you know. So I so each bass is made like from the very beginning and serves only one purpose. Yeah.
Does the same person, has he been the, like, one person made all these basses over the years, or is it different people that make them for you?
Well, I started out because I play left-handed, so playing a right-handed bass, I always got, you know, fighting with the knobs, when I start to make some money from playing live, I saved them and I went to like a professional instrument builder, like an organ builder or something okay. like that, and had him make the very, very first 2-3 basses. And there were all kinds of problems with the neck because the neck wasn't solid enough when it was only 2 strings. But we solved that problem, and he continued up until I had an offer from, you know, the German band Rammstein. They have their guitars made in Germany by Sandberg okay. guitars. So Sandberg made 4 or 5 very nice basses for me, but then they got too busy, and so they don't really have the time to go and develop, you know, funny experiments. So then I went back to my old guitar builder, instrument builder again, and he made the iPhone bass.
That's
and he does really good quality, but he don't really see it from my point of view. So this is weighing like 500 kilo or something, 1,000 pounds. It's insane. I mean, I can't really have it more than one song at a time, you know.
That thing is amazing though.
Yeah, I'm glad. And I had like 600,000, no, 1.6 million people looking at my video where I'm playing that bass. So I was like, wow, I have become an influencer.
Now, let me ask you this. How many times have you been asked over the years, why only 2 strings?
Well, almost all the time. And also the story behind the name Disneyland After Dark, which we had to shorten down to DAD, that is favorites, journalist favorites and classic topics.
Right. I can imagine.
Yeah.
So the new album is out and it's freaking amazing. Prayer for the Loud. I mean, you got to be excited by this.
Yeah, very, and especially that we're coming out in America is very, very nice because, you know, we really like to come and play live, and so people can see what it's about.
Yeah, I mean, is that the overall plan to get over here to the States and do some shows? I know you're doing Monsters of Rock next year.
We would love to do that. And in the old days when we were signed to Warner Brothers in California, we did some tours, so there's definitely some people who know about us. Sure. But you know, it's tough times, and touring around. I don't think it would be very expensive for us. I think.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Unless we can open up for some band who's listening now, right. Take us on your tour.
Sadly, that seems to be like, you know, the reality of it, and the answer I get all the time from European bands is, you know, just they everybody wants to come over to the States, but just the reality of, you know, the financial situation, it wouldn't be a good thing.
Yeah, for bands. We did a small tour because we played in Texas South by Southwest Festival.
Okay.
And then we thought, hey, why not do New York and LA and a couple of other places? And it turned out that we could just have done two shows, like New York and LA. The rest in between didn't really matter, because South by Southwest is so many bands that people are fed up. I mean, there are too many bands.
Yeah.
And so we found out that we could just do major cities. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, that would seem to be, yeah, the best strategy to it. You know, New York, L.A., hit Vegas, you know, something like Texas that are Monsters of Rock cruise and be done with it.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you coming on the cruise?
You know what? I am a big... I'll say it this way. I am a big pussy when it comes to water, because I can't.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't go on boats. Like I would have a nervous breakdown.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So then you have to come to Scandinavia.
There you go.
Yeah.
That would be easier for me.
Yeah. So flying is no problem for you.
No, flying, I don't mind.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
No.
But yeah, the thought of being on a little thing in the middle of the ocean, like, scares me to death.
Yeah. Yeah.
So going back to the album, this is the first release in 8 years. What, like, why did you guys take so long?
Well, because we wait for, like, all four guys are ready and you know, being together for all over 30 years, and of course we're still playing a lot of live shows, but to get into a studio and to actually put your life and soul into it, we thought that we would rather that all four guys were ready and so we get the best result in instead of just do the annual release every year. A lot of people should actually wait and not release all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I can say. Yeah.
Now, how did you, like, were you guys, you know, in that 8 years, I knew the album took like 3 years to complete. Were you guys, like, previously before that, like, were you continually writing, or was it like, once you decided to do it, then you started writing?
Yeah, we write all the time, and of course we met and we discussed it, but then, you know, then one tour came up, and then another tour came up, and then we came away from it again. We had some demo sessions that we looked into what we could use from those sessions, but all in all, we started on a blank sheet. Yes.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice and fresh. And but even though you started on that that blank sheet, I mean, you guys kind of like captured that classic sound. With a, it's got a modern feel to it, but it's also, and I think it was said in your bio, like, the whole goal of this was to set out to make an album full of melodies and pure energy, and that, like, sums up the album perfectly.
Yeah, yeah, because I mean, that's our trademark, and we cannot really escape from that, from that sound. Jacob's guitar, which is, like, twangy and surf-like, and also... heavy when it's necessary, right. And Jesper's voice, and Laust is a crazy good drummer. So because I tried to have a little hobby band like with some friends,
okay,
and I found out that how hard it is to find a good drummer. I mean, we tried 100 different, and it was just like no. So coming back to DAD, I found out that, wow, what an amazing drummer Laust is.
Now, you said you were trying to do this side band. Was it something you were going to try to do seriously, or just for the hell of it?
Just fun. Just because, like, for 20 years ago, I asked a guy, which I have great respect for, is a Swedish guy from one of the very first
one of the first, like, what you call it, satanic music.
Okay.
that kind of, you know, and I asked him to come and play with me, and he didn't answer me. And then, like some months ago, he said, "Sorry, I didn't show up 20 years ago, but now I'm ready." So I was like, "Okay," and then we started to play around, and found out that how important it is to have a good drummer. So it kind of died out again because we couldn't find a good drummer.
Did it make you have like a newfound respect for other people in the business that are doing like two and three different bands at once?
No, I don't like that. I think that you should stay true to what you're doing, and I also think when some people play in a band and then they suddenly become actors, and I'm like, what? Or painters on top of that, then I lose respect. I think you should do what you do like 100% fully.
Wow.
Head on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, I was going through the social media and all, and I was cracking up. You guys are doing all these Facebook videos that are hysterical for the Vote for the Loud campaign.
Yes, because we have an election right now here in Denmark, and everybody's talking about politics and election and stuff. And then we thought that we would put up posters right next to all the politicians, so that's great. When you're releasing an album, it's a great way to get some face time. That's awesome.
Yeah. Do you like the whole world of social media?
I mean, sometimes it's good as a tool, but it can also, you know, little thing can mushroom into a giant thing in no time. Yeah, and generally people are just annoyed about everything, you know. So I mean, it's crazy.
It is.
Yeah.
Now, you guys are doing these videos and stuff like that. Are you guys going to do an actual video for any of the songs of the album, or?
Yeah. We're actually in the middle of planning a video for the title track.
Nice. So that'd be the first official single then?
Yeah.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Now something too that was cool I saw on the Facebook page, you guys did a rooftop performance on top of like a store?
Yes, a very big department store. And they asked us to use it if we wanted, and we were like, yeah, of course. So we had a very, very nice sunny day, and crazy lot of people came. So that was good. Yeah.
It looked like a perfect little place to do shows at. Like it's mm-hmm. set up for that. It was amazing.
Yeah. I don't know what they use it for. Usually maybe some classical music or stand-up comedy. I don't know, but it was certainly loud enough.
That's awesome. Yeah, that looked like a good time. So now you,
pardon?
I said that looked like a real good time.
Yeah.
So now you guys have festival dates booked through the summer, correct?
Yes, summer festivals, and then we do Scandinavia, and then we do Europe, like Spain and Portugal, Germany, England, all around Europe. And then maybe if we get an invitation from you, we'll come and play in the States.
Oh, I can give you the invite. The invite's not the hard part.
Okay.
So then Monsters of Rock Cruise 2020, DAD hits the States. That's definitely very cool. Cool. So Stig, I want to thank you for doing this, and we got this hooked up. I'm excited.
Thank you.
It's an honor to talk to you, man. I've been a fan for many years.
I'm glad. Thank you.
And if I can get you to cut an ID for me before you go.
No problem.
This is the Stig from DAD, and you're listening to Totally Driven Radio.
Totally Driven Radio. Okay, yeah. Hello, my name is Stig, and I'm bass player of DAD, and you're listening to Totally Driven Radio.
Awesome. Now, where should we send everybody to get the album? Where's the best place to get it?
Oh, I wouldn't know. The record company, maybe? My record company, Mermaid Records.
Okay.
And yeah, I think that Louise hooked you up with me, right?
Actually,
Louise.
Dustin.
Dustin did. Right. Yeah, that's the German. That's the German leg of the German. Well, ask them and they'll send you some vinyl. Yeah.
Awesome.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Or else you just call me again. I'll arrange it. Okay.
Awesome. Yeah. Stig, thank you so much, man.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Totally Rocks, Bay Ragney here, and there they are, DAD, first single video out there now. It's called Burning Star off the new album, A Prayer for the Loud. Thanks to Stig Peterson for hanging out with us for a little bit and talking all about some DAD and the new music, and those crazy freaking basses it is, man. That's so freaking awesome. But anyway, yeah, thanks again to Stig and DAD. Check them out. Go to their Facebook page. Have a lot of fun on there. You got, you know, digital outlets, Spotify, iTunes, all that fun stuff. You can order, you know, through the website and everything else like that. The new album and old stuff and other merch and everything else. So do it. Support the band. Support the music. Keep the music alive. And also, too, support us as well. Totalusion Radio, Totalusion Radio Rocks. Like us, love us, follow us. We're all over the world of social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, as well as myself, Bay Ragney. And just look for us. Like us, love us, follow us. And you can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, and, you know, all the digital outlets, Spreaker, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, everything and anything. So, thank you. Keep rocking. And remember these very, very important words I'm about to say to you. Stay driven. See you, everybody.